This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Donald Trump on Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he employed thousands of his supporters to march to the U.S. Capitol to try to overturn his reelection loss, prompting a mob demonstration that turned into deadly mayhem. Tens of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his four-year term as the U.S. leader. The House vote branded Trump with a singular distinction, making him the first president in the country's history to be impeached twice. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case, and now will face a new trial in weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said a trial could begin this week or next week. The mayor of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Biden's January 20th inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for a lead-up to President-elect Biden's inauguration, the city's mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple law enforcement agencies involved. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote,